Live Spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
The FDA has okayed the latest COVID vaccine, which is not only a booster for earlier variants, but covers everything, including the latest virus mutation. The CDC must still sign off, but government health officials are recommending the protection for anyone 5 or older, as well as for previously vaccinated younger children. The FDA predicts COVID vaccines may need to be adjusted each year as new variants arrive.
All right, that's what we're going to do, Five Spot. We get five random calls, and we're going to ask you if you're going to get the COVID shot. It's a new shot. We're probably going to get it in the next few days if it's out. So 277-KTAR. I'm just curious. I think that's something everybody's wondering about.
Yeah, are you hearing about it? They're telling us.
Yeah. All right, who do you got?
Rob in New River, are you going to get the new COVID shot?
Absolutely not, because this is, what, number 10 or whatever like that? And, you know, after so many times, you know, you think after a while, it's like, okay, if that one wasn't good enough, the first one, why is the 10th one going to be good enough?
I like that you called. Let me just say this. Do you think it's a vaccine or a shot? Because it's a shot like the flu shot. It's not just a one and done. You do understand that, right?
Well, yeah, vaccine, flu shot, but I mean, I've never gotten a flu shot before, and you know, at this point in time, I'm my age, because I'm 38, I'm one of those people, I will just deal with the flu.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
Got it. See, but I'm glad that he's called. If people think that it's a one and done shot.
Because it was pitched to him that way, horribly.
Right, but that was a long time ago. Shouldn't we know that it's not a one and done shot? I know it's not a one and done shot.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, do you know if you get the COVID shot, you can still get COVID?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so why would somebody get the shot?
But they were told over and over again they couldn't get it.
But now, why are people, like, why would I get it? Why would I get the COVID shot?
Well, you want to get the COVID shot, same reason I think people go get the flu shot. You hope it prevents it. If not, though, you hope you have enough protection that you don't get really sick.
You get a little bit more mild symptoms.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. So we got one no.
Julie in Glendale, are you going to get the COVID shot?
No, I'm not. I haven't gotten any of them. I haven't gotten a flu shot for over, 15 years. I'm 65, but I take care of myself and I'm careful. And I just don't trust it.
Okay, that's another no.
Solid no. So two no's.
Two no's.
Alex in Phoenix, are you going to get the COVID shot?
No, I'm not going to get the shot. You know, I mean, unless it gets really bad like before, but no, I'm not planning on it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are like that. If it gets really bad, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if it gets really bad
though at this point,
like if you go back to numbers that we saw in maybe 2021, I think it's fair. You know,
I just don't know.
Because I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you right now, it's not that bad.
No,
but I know people who have COVID. I've known about 10, 15 people who have gotten it. But again,
I've known more people in the last month that have gotten COVID than during the height of the COVID thing.
Oh,
where
gosh.
Like people I actually, no.
Yeah.
And, you know, some it's of them not, like, it sucked. It was like a flu. It sucked for a couple days.
It's not the first variant. The first variant was brutal. So we've got three.
The thing is, it's so hard to tell because nobody buys into anything anymore. And I think that's the big issue that so many people have. They lost their credibility and it's tough to get that back.
Yeah.
Riley in Peoria, are you going to get the shot?
I'm 33. I'm pretty good health. No, I'm not getting this shot. Just like I haven't got any of the other ones.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. So solid.
We're going to go 5 for 5 with no
maybe.
Shot.
Janet may save everybody who wants to get it. Janet in Goodyear, are you going to get the shot?
Well, I'm going to break it. I've had 5. I never got COVID. This variant, to me, is like the flu. The symptoms are very similar to the flu.
Uh-huh.
So I'm perplexed. I don't know what I want to do. But in the long run, I don't want COVID. So, yes, I'm getting the shot.
Okay. So 4 out of 5 say, no, I'm not getting the shot. It's one of those things. Do you have to rush and get it? No, because the numbers are low. Is there a bit of a spike? Yeah, there's a little bit of a spike.
But what you're hearing is this one is literally just like the flu. So it's not the flying Ebola virus.
Of
where
course
people
not.
And so because it's like the flu and because we've built up some T-cell immunity, it's, you know, and we've talked about it. The more it mutates, each copy of the last copy isn't as good as the copies
let's
before.
Hope. No, and let's hope. And it's not 2020.
Until Dr. Fauci gets a hold of it and says, I've got a great idea.
No.
Let's fix this again. No. And then we'll blame it on the Republicans.
I don't need to listen to him. I don't need to listen to the CDC. You're right. They've lost Faith, WHO. Anyway, and I saw an article today. We still don't know where it came from. Yeah, we do. It came from a lab, and it was in China, and
everybody
they knew about
knows.
It. Come on.
Stop it.
So real quick, I have not had a COVID shot this year. I'm going to probably get this one. And for the only reason, I treat it like a flu shot. I get the flu shot every year.
If you've got to pay for it, does that change?
If I got to pay $100 for it, I don't know about that.
Yeah, see?
Because I heard it was supposed to be free. But I've also heard if you went and got like a booster over these last few months, you had to pay something for it. And, you know, you're going to look at your budget and say, yeah, I can't do that. But then you also have to think, what if I lose 5 days of work? Do you get paid? Do you have that kind of time? But again, I treat it like it is the flu shot. It is not a vaccine. And, you know, you can still get COVID if you get the shot. Your symptoms will probably lessen, and that's why I'm getting it. That's all.
There you go.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. And thank God we're not in a position where we have to rush and do this, or we've got to go and...
Or we don't have the government overreaching saying everybody's going to die in 2 seconds.
Right.
So everybody's got to get this or else you can never work. And then when they decide that that doesn't happen, they'll figure something else out.
Right. So we'll see who gets it.